This is the end. Educational Technology Creative Collective, Assignment 8. This is the final assignment for EdTech CC, and it is to summarise what you've gained or achieved through participating in the Educational Technology Creative Collective. And there was a choice of how to do this. I've decided to do it as an audio recording. Unfortunately for me, Ian in Sheffield has beat me to the punch to use audio. He has been very succinct and articulate about his experiences. I don't think I'll match that. And he also talked about an awful lot of things that I would completely agree with. And I suggest if you're listening to this and find it interesting at all, that you check out Ian's Boo. One of the things that Ian picked up on, probably the first thing, was a great, like himself, I'm an educational technologist, schools based or having worked in schools rather than higher education, and some of the other people on the course were from a design background, and the thing Ian and I both seemed to value was watching designers do these tasks. I've taught myself how to use various digital tools for creating artifacts, audio, video, images. And when I do this, I approach it by taking the tool out and starting. By watching the designers involved, you could see them going through a brainstorm process, mind mapping and sketching, so they knew where they were going before they started. And I think this was a really valuable lesson. I don't think I'll ever get to the stage where I can sketch very well, but certainly the idea of planning what you're doing in a great deal of detail and thinking about lots of different possibilities is a good idea. I've mostly done that sort of thing while driving or going for a walk, and I think in future I'll be much more inclined to take notes at least. One of the other things I noticed was each of the tasks had a choice between, of you could use which various tools, and quite often Colin suggested as one of the choices an online tool. I never used any of these tools. Quite often I was familiar with them, but preferred to use the desktop tools. I still think when working with digital media that the desktop tools are easier to use and further ahead than their online equivalents. They may be catching up. For one of the tasks I did use an iPad, but mostly stayed well inside my comfort zone when it came to using tools. One of the main sort of enlightenments for me was the use of Facebook. Although I've had a Facebook account for a number of years and occasionally use it, it's not part of my sort of normal online routine, and I've never really considered it as a useful tool. It worked really well for this, where you had a small group of people who could update what they were doing, put out links to their blog posts when they completed tasks, give each other a bit of feedback on Facebook or follow links out to their class. So really was quite impressed by Facebook as a method of connecting things. The different tasks, I enjoyed nearly all of them. Quite often they were within my comfort zone, the tools I used normally, maybe doing something a wee bit more than I had, or stretching me a wee bit. One of my hopes was to move out of my comfort zone by dipping into Photoshop for some of the design tasks, and in the end I actually used Fireworks, which is my normal tool for editing web graphics. I have, though, because of what I saw in doing this, started doing very short, if I can find them, Photoshop tutorials, and beginning to get my way into this, so I think it was a great encouragement to do that. One of the tasks that I really enjoyed was the sound task, which was to make a sort of a soundscape, and it sort of reintroduced me to a website, freesound.org, which I had been on occasionally, and also took me back to Audacity, which a few years ago I was using all the time when I was working in primary schools for podcasting. Now I tend to use GarageBand, which I'm using at the moment, but it was really nice to use Audacity and to sort of spend a deal of time searching around the Freesound site, which is just an amazing resource for sounds of all kinds. I can think of all sorts of ways to take that. And this idea of taking things all sorts of ways, one of the useful things about the EdTechCC and watching other people was seeing other people say, well, this is how I would use this in teaching and learning. This is how I would, you know, take this on into actual practice in the classroom. And very often people had completely different ideas from what I would have had. And I found that very stimulating and useful. The other thing that I found particularly useful was watching myself, my attitude to the way I approached the tasks, and the tasks that I left or felt, in fact there was two I didn't manage to complete. One, the video task, which I was really looking forward to, and I basically spent an hour or two editing and never got anywhere near anything I thought was interesting or acceptable. Put it on the back burner. And the time went by and I left it. And the other one was a writing task, and as soon as I saw that, I was really antipathetic to it. And after sort of mulling over in odd moments for a while, I actually did it. I eventually figure out a way I could do it and do it in a way I thought would be useful and I would enjoy. But by that time, again, it was a couple of weeks past the date, and I didn't take it on and didn't finish it. But I thought this was really interesting, watching myself, seeing my motivation or feeling what my motivation was to each of the tasks. And one of the things, again, that was really important was other people in the course's reactions to what you were doing, my reactions to what they were doing. It's further convinced me on the validity of this way of learning in all sorts of places. While I was doing this course, I'm also taking part in the Code Academy, which is a site website to learn. It's Code Year I'm taking part in, which is a year of JavaScript lessons. It's fairly light touch. It doesn't seem to be a great deal of time necessary. An hour or so a week would probably do it. And I've steadily fallen behind with it. I've done some, but I'm probably about only halfway through what I should have covered by now. And I think one of the reasons for that is the complete lack of social anything. I'm just doing this by myself. I'm not in contact with anybody else that's doing it. I get badges automatically from the system as I complete tasks. I'm not finding that particularly motivating at all. I have found a lot of things I've been learning useful in the Code Academy, but it's not got the same buzz and energy that I found with the EdTechCC, which is probably the most valuable thing. I'd really like to just take the opportunity to say thanks to everybody else involved in the course. It's been great to see what they're doing, see what their thoughts about what I was doing are. And a special thanks to, of course, Colin Maxwell, who organised the whole thing. It just ran really well. He made great choices every time, I think, in designing and carrying out the course. If you get an opportunity to do something like this, I would take it with both hands.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.